Today's daf is daf Lamed Chet, and last year sorry, I should say, with a Mishnah that refers to individuals that want to collect payment, but they have to make a shpul before they can collect payment. For example, the first one's Pugema Ketubah. And a lot of the Gemaras we've seen today, pretty much the whole daf, nearly all the whole daf, is sort of Gemaras from a bit like clips, if you like, from Masechet Ketubah. And I say clips because sometimes it's ends and then jumps to another second ketubah. You'll see. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Zeira, kulu ka'ain shvuat Torah yardu lahen." So all these shvuot where someone has to make a shvuah or not, it's like a shvuat Torah applied to it. Now, when we look to the Rav Chaim says, "Well, as we're about to explain." However, the other mafarshim have different explanations for this. For example, the Korban Eder says that that means that you need a nikitat chefetz. You need to hold like a Usually, I guess when you're making a shvuah, I think like a sefer Torah or something, in order to make such shvuah, they made the takana like an ein d'oraisa. Another one is the Bnei Moshe says, no, it's clear that these situations are a derabanan. That means kein d'oraita. That's clear they're derabanan because they're making shvuah. They're not like a modern mitzvah shvuah. However, Reb Chaim, as he said, really explains it as the Gemara continues because it says as follows: Ketubat yisha lo huchzuka b'yad aligabot. Ele kemisha gabat mi mikan veelech vhu betovea shtar shematayim parua biyom eino ele maneh therefore eino ele belo shvuah. So this is interesting. What it's saying is that when a woman has a ketubah, it's kemisha gabui dami. So therefore, it's not we don't frame it like she's trying to claim money. It's switched around. Meaning it's if the husband is now trying to claim back the shtar. So he's saying, I want all of it back. And she's saying, no, you it's only half because meaning because I've already collected half, not the whole amount. So it's trying to collect the shtar document of the money, and therefore she's moda b'miktzat, meaning that it's true, half of the shtar you can have back, therefore. That's why it's Kein Doraisa. Therefore, she's making a shvua now in order to, if you like, pater herself from giving back the rest of the shtar, such that now then she can really collect it with the rest of the money. So that's kind of the way it's framed like a modern mikzah. Even though really what's happening is she's trying to claim money and not exempt herself, but the way it's framed, because it's kikabui dami, if it's like it's if it, kilos if like collected, it's the husband that's trying to claim the shtar, the ketubah away from her. Okay, saying you owe me the full loan document, and she says no, I only owe you half. That's why it's like a modern mixer. That's kind of the way Reb Chaim sort of turned it around and reframed it to make it kein doraita. So it's like a doraita in that sense. Okay, let's continue. So what's again a case of pogemet ketubah? Kate said, what's the case? That again, if she wants the remainder, she has to make a shvuah. That is like ketubat ha'elef. Her ketubah was worth 1,000. But Amar la, and he says, ketubatech, what are you coming to me for? If you received your ketubah, you remember, no. You only pay me, lo ikabalti, I only received a maneh. So she's pogem b'ketubah, meaning she's saying that it's been partially paid. In that situation, it says in that situation it says lo tifra ela bishvua that in that situation she would if you want to collect some money she makes a shvua. Now it's important in saying it's ha tani that it's referring to a pogemet, which is part of it's being paid. Aval lo hapochetet. Now pochetet, the Gemara in Ketubah went a bit more detail here. It says pochetet is where she says that yes, it says 200, but at the time. Either katafti or Reb Chaim says machalti. At the time, I said I consider as if I've already received 100, meaning she reduced the actual amount of the ketubah itself. In that situation, that's not considered pogemek b'ketubah, and therefore she can simply nifret shelo b'shvuah, because she's saying the claim from the outset wasn't the full amount that's there. It's actually less than that. She's not pogemek. She's not saying I've received part of it. She's saying from the outset it was less. That's not considered like, let's call it the modern mikzvah, if you like, and therefore she can claim the full amount without the shvuah. Yafeh. Next piece. Now it says, Rav Chista Baye begin to halach tartin psiata. I'll just read the gears of changes with the Osvara puts in. Hu mafsid ilu pegamo chutzah beitin atamar govah. Now this relates to the Gemara Mesech to Ketubot once again. And there, Rav Avin says the Yotomim, in the case of the Shepagam Avihem, in other words, in the situation where the Avihem, the father was pogam in the, if you like, Mechutz LeBeitin, in the Chiyuv, that's when they can say if like the children can come and make a shvuah to collect their debt. However, if the father was already in Beit Din and it was pogam in the chiyuv, and therefore he is, if you like, chayav to make a shvuah, ein adin morish shvuah libno. So therefore, what that means is, if now the yorshim, if their father effectively had to make a shvuah to collect the debt, and then he died, then the yorshim cannot collect the debt from the other yorshim, okay? Because ein adam morish shvuah. A father, since a chiyuv already of shvuah was already placed on the father to make it, therefore that's a blocker now that cannot be handed over to the children. Okay? So that's why what Rav Chisda says, well, sorry, what Rav Chisda says, I don't understand. If he admitted outside, meaning he was pogam, if you like, outside, he hadn't stepped foot in Beit Din, they could have collected it. Now, because he took the two steps that go inside Beit Din that generate the chiyuv in front of Beit Din, and now he's saying he can't collect it. I don't understand. So that and so therefore his opinion is that it doesn't make a difference. That whether in either case, this is not a case that we exclude a Yorish from collecting based on a chiyuv of the father having shvuah. This is not one of the cases where we say en adam morish shvuah lebino. Okay? That is what that piece is. You can see this is like the Gemara is a bit disjointed because it's saying, you know, as I said to you in the beginning, sort of like clips, if you like, or pieces we're taking from Ketuvah. Okay, let's continue. That relates back to our Mishnah. It says, again, this is other sugis from Ketubah. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Beshem people are not allowed to collect a debt. We don't collect debts from Yorshim, as in Yotomim, Ketanim. Unless, of course, it will be to their detriment if we don't start going into the estate to take the funds. Why is that? Reb Chaim says, quoted the Gemara, there are two reasons. One is because the ketanim aren't mechuyev to pay off debts of their fathers. They're not bar mitzvah, like a lo bnei mi'avid mitzvah. That's one understanding. The other understanding is chayshin letzarari is the concern that maybe their father, just before death, was really wanted to sort things out, and maybe he already puts money aside, but didn't get it a chance to collect the chov, the shtar chov, or something like that. So that's why generally we don't go to the property of these yitomim that are ketanim specifically. The Gemara is saying, because for those two reasons, unless of course it's to their detriment if we don't collect it. For example, the longer we wait, the interest will compound, and the person and it's going to create a greater debt, and in the long run, they'll lose more of the estate. Mashma, by the way, that's the same thing is true for a ketubat isha as well. Ketubat isha, you also wouldn't be able to, the wife wouldn't be able to collect the ketubah until these yatomim ketanim have grown up. However, Rabbi Natan says, no, after ketubat isha, even ketubat isha as well. So Amar Rahman explains shita Rabbi Natan, why not? Mipnei mezonot, which means that kol od, meaning while the wife hasn't collected the ketubah, she's supported from the estate. So she's just going to continue collecting mezonot, the value of this, and the longer it takes us to give her a ketubah, these ketanim, the more she's drawing down for the estate to be supported. That's what we're saying. So Amar Rav Maya, main chesh lemezonot, who's the shita that really is of this opinion? That's Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because he's of the opinion, but magama davar taluy. So again, this relates to the discussion there, where at what point does a woman no longer have the rights to collect mezonot, okay, after say her husband died or at the like. So one understanding is as soon as she's, if you like, toveya ketubah, right, no mezonot. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only, as we said, until she's megama, until she's actually collected her ketubah. So therefore it makes a lot of sense now that the whole chashash of mezonot, the longer it takes us to actually physically hand her over a ketubah, she's going to keep taking mezonot, really only fits according to the opinion of who? Of Rabbi Shimon. Because he holds that until she actually receives a ketubah, she can continue to eat mezonot. She doesn't lose her right to mezonot, only a point. So that's why it aligns with Shit Rabbi Shimon. Now Mara says, well, Maichadun, what about Shita Chachamim? Chachamim that, according to the Korbaneta says that why Koinat the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Shimon can we Nifraim and Nechsek Yotomim. So Gemara says Mishum Chinah. This is actually because to the benefit of the woman. Kadeshi Ukoptsianaleisena. Because we want to ensure this woman is able to get remarried. Okay? And it would be more she would have more she'd be at a more attractive prospect if she collected the money of the ketubah. She has more money at her disposal. So that's why we try and do everything in disposal, despite the fact, again, that in general we don't touch the estate of Yotamim Ketanim out of for the various reasons we've said, except it's mamash to the detriment for the sake of, as again called Chachamim, for the sake of these Yotamim, so for the almana that she'll be able to get married. That's another exception to say, okay, she can collect the ketubah so she can go off and get married. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Natan Omer Af Le Gzeilu Nezikin. Also, you'd be able to take from Nichsei Yatomim the if the father stole or he caused damage in order for the compensation to be compensated. So Amar Yossi Af Nan Namitani Natar. We actually have sources to say these exact dinim. Mishnas. So what they are? It says Imaya Davar Shesh Bo Acharut Chayv LaShalem. That's clearly talking about in the situation of some. This is of Gzela. This is written the Perek in Hagozel, Hagozel Batra. That is. And so, in other words, if the father left nechasim sheyesh lem achariyot, then chayvim neshelem gzilat avdim, they're chayv to pay. That's a clear one. What about nezikin? Mahach, we can learn from the following: ein nafrim nechse yatomim ktanim ela miziburit. So when talking about nechse yatomim ktanim, what type of property do we seize for these payments? Now we know we've learned previously that for the different types of collections, be it a debt, it's beinonit; for nezikin, it's idit. For ketubah, it's ziburit. Different classifications of land are going to be seized, depending on the idit. If you remember, it's the best one; ziburit's the worst, and beinonit somewhere in between. We're saying from nichsei yatomim, it's only you take from ziburit. Now, what is that? What's the chiddush to that point? If you're saying it's from ketubat isha is always collected from ziburit, whether ketanim, whether even from a husband. Okay, so it must be talking about nezikin, meaning situations where nezikin, where in other words, collecting for compensation for damage, because that normally would be taken from idit, and then the chiddush is, oh, the Mishnah says take from nechse yatomim, it can only be taken from ziburot. Mashma, the yatomim ketanim, you still can collect, okay, despite the fact, again, five things we're saying, you cannot. Now, again, if you want to say this is referring to the, I think Chaim points this out, I think. And if you want to say, what about if it's for a debt? Well, if it's a debt, kavul chomer, you can collect it for nezikin. So, in any event, this is a proof of nezikin. Now, the Gemara says, kein matnitin, and it says indeed, we have a bright as ein nifraim and nichsi otomim ktanim le nezikin. So, quite clearly, I can collect it from damages for nezikin. Let's continue. Va'atani amad haben tachata'av. One second. You said when it comes to your Tomim, they're always collected from the zibur, from the worst ziburit. Now we're trying to. Now it seems to see that when the son takes the place of the father, taking control of the state, if you like, the nezikin is taken from the idit, the balchov is beninuit, and ziburit. So it's business as usual. So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, no, this is different. Kam beyotom gadol, kam beyotom katan. Okay, again, a bit of a goose to change along the way, as you've seen. And that's fitting well with learned in Ketubah. I mean, it depends. The whole leniency to only take from Zibur is referring to when they're seizing from Yatomim Ketanim, but not from Yatomim Gdolim, like I sort of alluded to before. Next. Hachat mar inish bin al tanat chereshot v'katan. This relates to what we saw a while ago as well. And that was, in this perspective, we said you don't make, if a cat chereshot v'katan makes a claim, their claim is not one that would require someone to make a shvuah. And the continuation of that same Mishnah says, V'achat amar, aval nishbin le katan v'le ekdesh. It's trying to medayk at the moment the fact that it says le katan. Le katan seems to be that it seems contradicting. So you make a shvuah for a katan and for ekdesh. So it says, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about nifrim menichse katan. We're talking about where you're trying to collect money or payment from the property of a katan. That's when you would need to make a shvuah, as we said. Let's continue. Now, another case in our Mishnah that we saw was where someone which said, "Ain, you cannot collect without making shvuah." That's the nifra'im shelo b'fanav. When you nifra'im shelo b'fanav, when you're trying to collect money from someone not in their presence. Okay. I was a bit wrong when I explained the Mishnah before, but here the Gemara is explaining, how can you collect money from someone not in their presence? It's not fair. Usually, if you want to claim money, a debt or something, you come to Beitim with another person. Beitim's not going to give the money over to another person, not in their presence. So, Amrav, so Ribri Ochelepo is where the person, it's to the benefit of the claim, or the person, the defendant, if you like, who's not present, that we collect the money. Because if we don't collect the money now, and you wait for him to get back overseas, he's on a, I don't know, on a sabbatical trip, he's going to come back in a year or 2 years' time, what, then the debt will have ballooned. So the Gemara says, that's why we can collect lo b'fanav. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ribbit's asu. You're not allowed to charge interest. Or beitin gavon ribbit. We're going to get beitin to step in to collect ribbit. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no. Tiftar be'arev lo migoy. What that means is a goy borrowed from Reuven, for example, a year, and it was with interest. And Shimon stood in as the guarantor for that debt. And now the goy can't pay it back, so Reuven can collect his money from Shimon. Now, to be clear, the way Reb Chaim explains that back in Ketubot, he explains that this is not like Reuven charging Shimon interest, the way it's been constructed. Again, it depends how it's been constructed. Rather, what it is the interest is ballooning, if you like, over the or concrete or the debt's increasing, I should say, over the lifetime of the loan. And therefore, it is happening, if you like, it's mitrabe bereshut goy. So therefore, at the end, when the goy can't pay it back, and now Reuven wants to go to Shimon and say, okay, you were the arev for this debt, you've got to pay me. He's not paying interest, he's paying the larger debt. Okay, he's guaranteed to the larger sum. So that's why he can do that. So in that situation, if we wait, the Shimon, the arev, is going to have to pay more. So that's when Beitin would step in because the whole thing was done beheter, that sort of debt collection. So the Gemara said, full stop there. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Lichsal, there's a different girsa of who it was, but it's a goy effectively. In Ketubot, the girsa was Alchsa or something. Let me double check what it says in the Kishina girsa. It was Alchasal, Alchasal. Anyway, it was, he's a goy. Amar Kamei Rav Mana, he said to Rav Mana, Anav dinan tavak zaken, our dinim are better than yours. Sagim Anna di atigmatin. We send a, if you like, a decree of some sort. In atat, if you, to the, again, the person in debt. If you come, in atat, hatavot. If you do not come, ilo atat, ana machlitin. If you don't, we're going to seize your property to pay off the debt. And why does it say you're better? Because you have a principle of ein danin that we said that you cannot judge a person shelo b'fanav, nor for im adam shelo b'fanav. But we've got a better situation because the guy is saying in our din, if the guy doesn't come, then we can just go and seize property. And but according to you like Jews, where you ain't that you cannot collect money from someone not in their presence, the guy can just disappear and the poor creditor will never get paid back. So Amalei Af Anan Avdin Ken. It's true. We actually do the same thing. Machrazim Shloshin Yomim. We have a hachraza for 30 days. In Atah, if he comes, great tavaot, tavot. V'ilo machlitin nechsoye. If not, then we indeed do the same type of thing. But at least we give him a warning 30 days. So Amalei Lichza says back to him. Hagabatma. That makes sense. Hagatzmachal. But sorry, what about though? Dehavi bazui brachika. What if the guy's very far away and won't get back in the 30-day period? So Amalei ana meshachin tlata igarot. We send 3 letters. Chagot tlatin yomin vechagot tlatin yomin. In other words, every 30 days for 90 days, effectively, we send 3 different letters. In atavot, if he comes, great. Ilo machitin mechzon. Then we can go and seize the property. So Amrav Chinina, careful. You have to be very careful. He says that's v'she'amad bedin, aval lo amad bedin. If he didn't omed bedin, then lo, meaning where he's already come to Beit Din and then the borrower ran away. That's when you do this hachraza. That's when you go seize according to Jewish law. Aval lo amad bedin. If the borrower didn't come to Beit Din, then interesting gira says is lo machlitin v'lo machrizin. We don't do that forceful seizure. That's a gerus right in front of us. In the Pnei Moshe points out in Ketubot, the gerus is lo machlitin, rather just machrizin. So we can't seize it properly, we still do with these hachrazot. However, Reb Chaim back there, he says he prefers the gerus that seems to make sense according to Shavuot. But if you can explain it like the gerus in Ketubot, then what it means is we're machriz, but not machlit, such that when he eventually comes, we can seize it straight away. We don't need any sort of a window period. That's the benefit of being machriz without being machlit. Okay, let's continue. Eshtachtei Rabbi Shimon Shnei. What are these? Shem Davarachad. Kamad Amar Chanan Lo Tishava Ela Basof. Ken Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Tishava Ela Basof. So we have to understand what the two different cases are. Kamad Rabbi Chanan, I'll show you from the Korban Eidah. This is from, again, Ketubot. He says as follows. In Ketubot, later on in Ketubot, actually, then part we says Mishalach Leminat Yam. Let's say someone overseas. V'ishto tovat mezonot, and the woman wants to be supported, right? Tishavasof, she can take the mezonot. She doesn't have to make a shvuah now. She just makes a shvuah at the end. Kishishmu bo shemet, but and meaning at the end. What's at the end? At the end, when she wants to come and claim a ktuba, tishivash lo yikva biyadam mishal ba'alaklom, that she's not seized. It doesn't have anything else in possession that she's sort of held on to. Right, v'lo tishavah b'tchilah. She doesn't need to make any shvuah in the beginning that she might have some of the husband's money already to support herself. B'shat kibui mezonot. That's opinion of Chanan. That's probably what I got mixed up in the Mishnah yesterday. Okay. However, Tana Kama Damaniti Sovak Rabbana. No, that even the beginning she has to make a shvuah tchilah b'sof. Okay. So there's a debate. That is what Chanan is respect to an isha in the husband when Midianat Yam, whatever says, and he wants to get mezonot. What's the case of Rabbi Shimon? So we're saying Chanan is like Rabbi Shimon. What's the case of Rabbi Shimon? I'll show you here in the Pnei Moshe. It's a Dimor Matchil Eshkach Taima. He says, Agav. That's why it's brought here. It's really not really connected to our sugi, as we said. Rabbi Shimon Hatam Kol Ketubah. As long as the woman doesn't want her Ketubah, Ein Yorshim, when it comes to Yorshim, Mashbino, she can take Mezonot without having to make any Shvuah. That she's not retaining any of the other property in a possession. Okay? So just as the context, again, Hanan says she can take mezonot without making a shvuah in the beginning or at the end when the husband goes overseas. Rabbi Shimon's case is talking about where the husband's already died and she hasn't got a ketubah yet. She can take mezonot without making any shvuah that doesn't have any of the other husband's funds in her possession. She doesn't make it only at the end when she claims a ketubah. So they're aligned with one another. So again, the Gemara says, "Kam Adam Reb Chanan lo tishva ela basof." Ken Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo tishva ela basof." Heyach mad amar halacha kechanan v'katavat halacha kishimon. That, in other words, just as there halacha like Chanan, so it is like Rabbi Shimon. Let's continue. Ve'elu nishpin shelo b'ta'ana. So now we're really back to Shavuot, meaning all the quotes from Ketubot were sort of, goof of Gemara now. So this is the people who can make a Shavuot without a ta'ana. Also, we'll see soon. So Rav Amar netalove hamalve nishba liyorshim. Again. So if the Malveh passed away, then the Malveh has to make a Shvuah to Yorshim. That's fine. Then we said the other way around. Afilu met ha-Malveh. This is not subsequent. I have to be clear here. It's not subsequent. Meaning, even if the Malveh passed away, then Yorshim Malveh would nishba'in le-Loveh. Then the Yorshim of the Malveh, Yotomim here, they want to collect the debt of their father so they can go to the borrower, to the Loveh, and make a Shvuah again, like we said, that father didn't, we didn't find any receipts, he didn't tell us it was paid off. Aval im met love tchila, if however the love passed away first, and therefore because the love passed away first, then the malve is already chayv to make a shvur to the yorshim. V'achar kech, and then after the malve passed away, so now you got yorshim that are trying to claim from yorshim. Since the order was that the love passed away first, Kfar nitcheva the malva while is still alive already was required to make a shvuah libnei shvuah. And we says ve'ein adam morish shvuato, and a person that chiyuv to make that shvuah cannot be satisfied. He's not morish to buy his by, for his son to can be satisfied by the yorshim. So in that situation, what would happen? Nothing. He wouldn't be able to the yorshim wouldn't be able to collect the debt. So therefore, in our Mishnah, what we're talking about, according to this understanding, whether Yorshim can make a shvuah to collect money from the other Yorshim, that's specifically when the order has to be that the Malveh died first, and then the Loveh, not the other way around. However, here's the dissenting opinion. Shema Rabbi Yochanan v'amar Yochal Hala v'chadi. He says, I don't understand. How can these Yorishim, when there's a clear and present debt here, how can they simply Yochal v'chadi, sort of live happily without having to pay off the debt of their father? So therefore he disagrees and the Shvuah could still be made. Meaning they're not Morish the Shvuah the father, but a different Shvuah would be made, and therefore the Yorishim of the Malveh would be able to collect the debt with a standard Shvuah. We said that the Yorshe Malveh would make to the Yorshe Lover. Okay, said it will clear in next year. Call Tefna.